Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and depending on where you were during Sandy, it's either a where were you when the lights went out anniversary moment this week or an ongoing crisis dealing with insurance companies and local, state, and federal bureaucracies. It's too late to file claims with FEMA, but my next guest wants to be sure that you know that it's not too late to appeal a claim that was denied or to press your claims with private insurance or any other federal or state or city agency. Yisrael Shulman is the co-founder, president, and attorney-at-large for the New York Legal Assistance Group, or NYLAG, and he joins me now. And folks, if you're in the midst of this and need some legal advice about post-Sandy claims, you can call in now at 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, and we'll give you their hotline number later in the interview as well, but you can ask your question on the air right now, 212-433-9692. Mr. Shulman, thanks for coming on again. Welcome back to WNYC.
Well, thank you, Brian, for having me back today on your show.
Is there a single most important thing that owners of damaged homes need to know right now, 1 year out?
I think it's very important for owners of damaged homes to understand that while it may be too late to, and it is too late to apply for FEMA and SBA programs, it's not too late to appeal. So if you're still having issues with your homeowner's insurance or your flood insurance, and you believe that you have not received the appropriate compensation in order to restore your home to what it was before, it's not too late to advocate. And there are free services such as our service out there available to help homeowners. Also, there are other programs available for homeowners, such as New York City's Build It Back program. The deadline for that is coming up very quickly. It's October 31st. But that's a program in which there's several hundreds of millions of dollars available for single-family homeowners and owners of small multifamily units.
Is there a single most common question you get on your hotline?
I think one of the most common questions we get, Brian, is that there's tremendous confusion and people are really upset about the interplay between their FEMA benefits, their homeowners insurance, and their flood insurance. So on the one hand, you have FEMA saying, well, we're denying your claim because you have homeowners insurance. Homeowners insurance will say, well, you know, you had flood insurance, and we think the damage was caused by flood.
Oh, boy.
Therefore, go to your flood insurance carrier. And the flood insurance carrier will turn around and say, well, you know, we believe that the damage was caused by wind or your roof was damaged or your window came out. Therefore, you really need to go to your homeowner's insurance. So there you are, the homeowner, and you paid your flood insurance premiums. You paid your homeowner's insurance premiums all these years. You paid your taxes. You think that the federal government, you hear about FEMA program and the federal government stepping in to help, and yet you're not receiving the help that you need because there's this bureaucratic mess where one agency is passing on the buck to the other.
And what are you supposed to do in situations like that? Decide which one you want to push, or how can you force them to reconcile with each other so they figure out who's supposed to give you your benefits?
Well, you need strong advocates for that, and that's one of the things that we've learned. One of the lessons that we've learned from this disaster is the importance of having disaster case managers and attorneys, legal services attorneys, to advocate for individuals with the various government programs. We're really very fortunate that in this state, our governor created a mediation program for homeowners, for those with homeowners insurance. It's very unfortunate that the federal government hasn't taken a lead from our governor and created a program for mediation when it comes to federally funded flood insurance. So while it's a great solution, the mediation program for homeowners, for those with just only homeowners insurance, it doesn't help those with homeowners insurance and flood insurance.
Yisrael Shulman, co-founder, president, and attorney-at-large for the New York Legal Assistance Group, with us. And let's take some of your particular Sandy-related claims questions. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Marianne in Morristown, you're on the air. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Thank you for taking my
call.
You bet. My question is, I have a second house in Manasquan, New Jersey, and it took 3 feet of water into the main living area and 2 feet of water into the crawl space underneath. And we are getting a response from insurance saying that we have not been paid because there was erosion rather than damage due to the flood. And we are wondering if it's worth challenging that response.
So as a second house, it's not covered by FEMA because FEMA benefits only cover primary homes. So FEMA is not an option for you. In terms of, you know, in terms of the damage, the specific damage done to your home, you know, you'll need a good adjuster to come in, you know, to be able to establish, was this damage that was pre-existing? Because if it's pre-existing damage, then the homeowner's insurance might not cover it, or they may reduce the amount of the coverage. I would encourage you to call our hotline at 212-584-3365, where an insurance specialist can help walk you through what you might be eligible for and what you might need in order to establish greater coverage through your homeowner's insurance.
Marianne, good luck. Questions for Yisrael Shulman about your Sandy claims, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Anuj in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
My question is, if I purchase a house now, which is a Sandy damaged house, am I eligible for the FEMA protection, or it's just the previous owner who should have been protected by that particular, regulation?
Well, the answer to your question really is twofold. First, the previous owner, would have had to have applied for the FEMA benefits, and in part because it's their primary home. But second, the deadline for you to apply for FEMA has ended. So right now we're only handling FEMA appeals. So if the prior homeowner, you're going to buy their house, if they have applied for FEMA benefits and they haven't received the FEMA benefits that they think they're entitled to, they can appeal the denial or the amount that they're receiving, that they're going to be receiving from FEMA. But you can't go to FEMA right now.
Okay, but can I take appeal on their behalf, the previous owner?
They would have to give you an authorization. But yeah, they could authorize somebody. They can authorize anyone they want to handle their appeal for them. But the money is going to go to them.
Anuj,
if there is FEMA benefits.
Anuj, good luck. 212-433-WNYC. As a matter of policy, if you could wave a magic wand and change the laws to make the process work better, with the experiences that all of your clients have had, and you've been laying out some of the big picture problems that person after person after person is having, if you could wave a magic wand and change some of the laws to make the process work better, what would you do?
I think there's one law I would change, and two things in practice. The one law that I would change is that I would create a law that allowed for joint mediation, so that an individual homeowner that has flood insurance and homeowners insurance and has issues with FEMA would be able to go to one mediation process where all of the parties, someone representing the flood insurance, someone representing FEMA, someone representing the homeowners insurance, would be at one table. The homeowner could tell their story, could explain the situation, could give their documentation, and they wouldn't be passed off from one agency to another. I think that would be the – I think I would create a law that would enable a joint mediation program. On a practical level, Brian, what we saw, which was really very upsetting, was that a lot of the FEMA and SBA folks who were sent on site in the very beginning really were not properly trained. They weren't giving people accurate information on the various programs that were available to them, and they really didn't have an understanding, and they didn't recognize that not all disasters are created equal, that New York is a diverse community. We have diverse languages here. We have particular needs regarding immigrants. We have different types of housing situations. We have people in illegal housing situations, multifamily housing, single housing. We have owners versus renters. We have the phenomenon that we all are aware of, that the cost of living is much higher here in New York. Adjusters coming through, from other parts of the country who weren't trained on what the cost of repairs are here in New York, and therefore we're tremendously lowballing homeowners. So those are some of the practical changes I would implement.
Alan in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hey, Alan, you're an attorney too, huh?
Yes, yes. I do a lot of insurance coverage work, both for plaintiffs and for the industry.
Have you gotten a lot of Sandy-related work in New Jersey?
Yeah, and I have about five or six of them right now.
And are there some most common types of problems that you see people running into?
Yeah, I think the most important thing right now is that once you get a denial on your flood insurance, you have 1 year from the date of denial in order to bring the lawsuit. And if you delay beyond that 1 year, there's an excellent chance your case will be dismissed. So I think it's important for people to consult with a New Jersey attorney if you have New Jersey property in order to be guided appropriately.
Right, it makes sense.
Also, there is an appraisal proceeding under the policy of insurance, which allows you to demand an appraisal from the insurance company where you pick your builder, they pick a builder, and the two of them then pick a neutral to the extent they can't agree on the damages. Because I see that the damages are coming in very low for the adjusters for the insurance industry. They're bringing in people from Hawaii, Texas, California, which aren't familiar with the costs and methods of doing construction in New Jersey.
And are they bringing people in from there because they're going to lowball an estimate, or why would that be? There's nobody in New Jersey who can do that.
They're just overwhelmed with claims.
Yes.
And so when you have a catastrophe like this or a huge hurricane in Florida, they bring in adjusters from all over the country to help them out.
Let me ask you one other thing, because Governor Christie is attributing the slow release of funds to fraud prevention measures. So do you think that's accurate, and do they go too far?
Not really. I'm not going to get involved in the politics. He comes from my hometown. He graduated with my daughter. I'm not going to get involved in why there's a slow trickle of funds. But there's an interesting article in the Ledger today by the two past governors who talk about whenever the state governments get a hold of federal money, they find ways to hold on to it as long as possible.
Alan, thank you very much for your input. That was really useful. And we will have to leave it there, except for a final word from Yisrael Shulman, co-founder, president, and attorney at large for the New York Legal Assistance Group, NYLAG. Their storm response hotline number, folks, if you're still struggling with this, is 212-584-3365, 212-584-3365, or you can email stormhelp@nylag.org. I imagine you'll get a little flurry of claims around anniversary anger this week.
Oh, absolutely. We expect a flurry of claims for people calling for Build It Back New York because the deadline is October 31st. And there's also the New York City Sandy Unmet Needs Roundtables, which are setting up, you know, all over the city. So we expect to receive a flurry of phone calls from that as well.
All right. And listeners, Yisrael Shulman has been good enough to come on the show a few times and invite you to email your questions that are still outstanding to stormhelp@nylag.org. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. David Isay up next with tales from StoryCorps on its 10th anniversary about strangers who influenced your life. Stay tuned.